right. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
And as the chairman, Pete, had just said, as right, you know, even in Sunday school in the very beginning, I was sharing with our Sunday school teacher, Brother Frank. I personally had just, you know, heard and have gone through some challenges this week and have come across different bits of information where brothers and sisters may also have had some just, you know, a tough past few weeks.
就像刚才我们的主席 Peter 分享的，就是在过去的一周呢，有我们有些弟兄姐妹呢经受了一些困难。我自己呢，其实过去的几周呢，也经历了一些生活上的困难。我也能够深深体会到兄弟姐妹们所经历的。
And it was great because I was talking to my daughter last night, Bethany.
昨天晚上呢，我在和我的大女儿 Bethany 聊天。
And she was just talking about, she said, Dad, you know, hopefully it's okay for me to share this, but she says, Dad, my small group was so good.
那 Bethany 跟我说，爸爸，我的小组啊，非常非常的好。
And so I asked her, like, what made it good?
那我就问她，你觉得是什么什么原因使她这么好呢？
And she said it's seeing the faith of some of her friends really take off.
那她就说，看到就是我一些就小组里面的就是一些朋友呢，确实就是非常的有长进。
So that you could see God changing someone right in front of you.
那我也可以看到，就在我的眼前，我亲眼目睹，就是神在改变他们。
But it's also that she shared one comment from someone else, one of the teenagers in the youth group.
那她也跟我分享了，就是其中的一个青少年所分享的一段话。
I'll keep it anonymous.
我就不说出名字。
But it was that They're working through the concept that we oftentimes go to God when things are really hard for us, but are we going to God when things are smooth?
那他们就说，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们通常会去寻求神。但是我们生活一切平安的时候，我们会去寻找神吗？
And yet it made me think personally.
那这呢也使我自己也使我自己想到。
There are some in our church body right now that are doing just fine.
我知道我们教会当中有些兄弟姐妹生活很平安。
And so from that perspective, they could thank God and praise the Lord.
那从那方面来，从这样的方面来说呢，他们可以感谢神。
But then there are some, as we pray and think about our church, that are going through some really low times.
那我们也知道，我们也祷告，就是我们教会当中有些人呢，经历了一些非常低，就是经历一些低谷，人生的低谷。
And so how do we praise God in the low?
那我们经历人生低谷的时候，我们如何去感谢神、赞美神呢？
And I think that's what we see in the Word of God when we have this family that surrounds us, this body of believers that surround us.
当我们经历到就是我们可以看到就是我们灵命上的家庭包围着我们的时候，我们可以感谢神。
And so I do want to encourage you again, anytime during the sermon, just grab your phone and as God, through the Holy Spirit, begins to put someone on your heart and your mind,
所以呢，我再一次鼓励大家，就是在大家听我们的讲道的时候，如果圣灵感动你的话，你想到哪位弟兄姐妹的话，
send them some encouragement from God.
那你呢，也可以发短信给他们，用鼓励的话发短信给他们。
Give them a warm blessing in the Lord.
在主里面呢，给他们祝福。
Tell them how much you miss them.
告诉他们你非常想念他们。
Of course, don't write that if you don't miss them.
当然，你不想念他们，你不要这样子乱说。
But I think we may need to practice that.
但是呢，我觉得我们需要练习。
Thinking about brothers and sisters in the church.
让我们来想一想我们教会的弟兄姐妹们。
Practice praying for them.
我们呢要练习为他们祷告。
Practice listening to the Lord.
我们要练习呢要听神的话。
To see if the Spirit leads you for any words to share with them.
希望呢，圣灵呢能够感动我们， 让我们可以呢，分享一些好的话语。
Have you ever come across times in your life where it's as if you don't know the way forward?
那你曾经有没有这样经历过？就是在你的生活当中，你呢就是不知道前面的路是怎么样的。
Where you just really don't know what to do.
你呢真的不知道你下一步该怎么做。
That there are so many uncertainties and so many questions floating out there that you don't know how to move forward in your life.
那当你呢有这么多的不确定性，生活当中有这么多的不确定性，有这么多的问题，你呢真的不知道如何再前进。
How do you get going in the right direction?
那你呢如何才能朝着正确的方向前进呢？
And I want to tell you something this morning.
那今天早上呢，我要告诉大家。
That you are not alone.
你呢并不孤独。
It doesn't matter if it's because of this pandemic, which we know is taking a toll on everyone.
我们也知道，就是我们现在经历的疫情呢，确确实实呢，使我们非常的困难。
Or it could be other things just of life.
或许呢，也是其他生活上的一些问题。
Every now and then we get into these times when we don't know the way forward.
我们呢，有时候呢，肯定会经历就是这样子的一种情况，就是我们不知道如何才能前进。
You can sense that you've gone a little bit off track.
你也能够感觉到你有些脱离了轨道。
So then how do you get back on track?
那你如何才能回到这个轨道呢？
And I've been talking with my wife all week this week.
那这个整周呢，我一直在和我的太太在交流。
About how much information is out there today?
就在跟他交流，就是我们当今的社会有多么多的信息。
Sometimes there's so much information, but you just can't seem to sort it out.
有时候呢，我们觉得这个信息实在是太多了，我们都没办法去处理。
We live in a day where there's so much information on any given topic.
那任何一个话题，我们在当今社会都有非常多的信息。
But there's very little direction of how to move forward.
但是呢，在这当中呢，却没有很多的，就是方向能够来指导我们如何的前行。
It's like college students getting ready to research the colleges they got accepted to.
那就像大学生啊，他们呢在研究一些就是接受他们的大学。
You could get all the information and do all the pros and cons of every school.
当然呢，你可以找出很多的，就是这些大学的好处和坏处。
But what's the direction of how you move forward?
那真正的方向啊，你如何前行的方向能从哪里得来呢？
So that if you even follow the news today,
那如果你今天是啊一直跟踪就是跟踪新闻的。
And I mean, any topic, there's so much information being thrown at you.
任何一个话题，任何一个新闻啊，都有非常多的信息。
And for every topic, there's so many opinions.
但是对任何一个话题呢，当然也有很多不同的意见。
And so you realize all we receive is a lot of information.
你也意识到我们所得到的呢，你仅仅是一些很多的信息。
And then you get a lot of questionable opinions.
你也呢，可以看到很多就是有存在问题的一些意见。
But you have very little direction.
但是呢，你没有真正得到一个方向。
Information is at a high.
那信息量是非常大。
And yet direction on how to move forward is almost at an all-time low.
但是呢，直到我们前行的方向呢，却是非常的少。
And so when we bring that back into our own lives,
那我们呢，来回到我们自己的生活上。
I want to know how I need to move forward.
我呢，需要知道我如何才能前行。
And I think today's passage that God has brought us to this morning.
那我认为呢，就是今天早上我们要学习的经文，神所给我们的经文
is going to help shed some of God's light into how we are able to move forward.
我觉得今天早上的经文呢，会帮助我们把神的光呢带到我们的生活当中来，帮助我们指明方向。
So turn with me, if you would, this morning to where we are in our series.
那呢，请我们打开圣经，我们上周上周的经文呢，我们今天继续我们继续来接下去研究。
We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们呢是在哥林多前书第二章。
And before we read God's word, let's just come to Him and, as the chairman said, prepare ourselves to receive His word for us this morning.
在我们读经文之前呢，我们大家一同来到神的面前，预备我们的心。
Heavenly Father, we come before you as a church family.
我们的天父，我们作为一个教会灵命上的家庭，我们今天早上来到你的面前。
When your word guides us,
当你的话语带领我们，
we hope that it would be true for us.
我们的希望呢，这些都是对我们来说都是真实的。
That when one part of our body is rejoicing, we can rejoice together.
我们知道我们身体上的一部分肢体在欢喜的时候，我们整个身体都能欢喜。
And conversely, when one part of our body, this church body, suffers, Lord, that we suffer together.
但是也同样，就是我们身体上有一部分肢体在遭受痛苦的时候，我们整个身体也是在同样的经历同样的痛苦。
Lord, we live in a time where there is much confusion and at times suffering.
主啊，我们也知道我们现今当今的生活呢，感觉非常的迷糊。
I can only come before you and ask that as a body, we seek your face together.
神啊，我们来到你的面前，作为我们教会的肢体，我们来寻找你。
We recognize that your Holy Spirit is with each and every one of us this morning.
我们知道你的圣灵与我们每一位同在。
And that you can stimulate us to give you worship.
你也能够让我们每一位来真正的敬拜你。
And you can also stimulate us so that our hearts are prepared to receive your word for us this morning.
你也可以激励我们，我们每一个心声都能够预备好来接受你的话语。
Lord, when we are faced with so many uncertainties and questions in life,
主啊，当我们的生活面临着如此多的问题和不确定性，
Would you show us what we need in order to move forward?
请你显示给我们看，为了前行我们需要什么。
We pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Some people laugh that I could not button my suit jacket, but I will show you that I can.
我们来看哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians. 有人说我不能扣我的夹克，可是你看我扣好了。Okay, I'm not gaining that much weight. Chapter 2, verse 6.
第六节。
Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom.
然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧。
Although it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away.
但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
When you are faced with uncertainties and questions, What do you need to move forward in life?
那当你在生活当中遇到困难的时候，或者遇到一些问题的时候，那你需要什么来指引你去前行呢？
When you recognize that you are not living in the life of blessing that God has ordained for you, what do you need to live out God's blessed way of life?
那你如果意识到你没有生活你没有在神所祝福像神所祝福的生活一样去生活，那你需要做什么来能够得到神的祝福呢？
What you need is wisdom.
那你所需要的就是智慧。
Specifically, wisdom of God.
就是特别我们特别指的就是神给予的智慧。
Remember that the church of Corinth has slid in and have gone off track.
我们记得哥林多的这哥林多的教会也是当时也是离开了也是脱了轨的。
They were suffering from the wounds of division.
他们呢其实在经历着就是分离的伤痛。
And other things.
还有其他的一些事情。
And Paul wants them to know.
保罗希望他们能够知道。
That one of the key antidotes.To help get them back on track.
那最重要一点，能够帮助他们回到轨道上的最重要的一点是
，to be a people blessed by God.
能够成为神所祝福的人
，is that they need wisdom.
这就是他们需要智慧。
And this might be a surprise to you.
或许你会感到惊讶。
Because last week, when we were reading through the chapter before this,
我们在读前面的一个章节的时候
and you hear Pastor James preach,
你也听到 James 长老是这样讲的
and you read the words of Paul,
你也读到保罗的话语
you might have gotten the impression that wisdom is a bad thing.
或许呢，你会有这种印象，智慧是一件不好的事情。
Last week,
上一周
，we read Paul say this.
我们呢读到保罗是这样说的。
He's saying, Church,
他是教会。
I didn't come to you with lofty speech or wisdom.
我来到你们我来到你们这里，并没有并没有很好的口才。
I didn't come to you with words of eloquent wisdom.
我来到你这里呢，我也没有很好的没有很多的智慧。
So that if you stopped right there, right?
如果你在这里停下来的话
，and we just didn't hear today's sermon.
我们如果没有听到今天的讲道
And we didn't keep reading in God's word,
如果我们没有继续去读神的话语
You might have an impression that wisdom is a negative thing.
或许呢你的印象就是智慧是一个负面的事情
And yet,
但是
Paul continues saying, however,
但是保罗也是这样说的也继续这样说
However,
但是
To the mature, I do impart wisdom.
对，保罗是这样说，但是在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧。
But it's not a wisdom of this age.
但是这不是世上的智慧。
Rather, we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
So wisdom is good.
所以呢，智慧是好的。
Specifically, wisdom of God.
特别是神的智慧。
Now, let me give you a very, very simple definition of wisdom.
我呢要给大家非常简单的，就是关于智慧的定义。
And I didn't write it down. I don't think so. But I learned like one pastor years ago helped me remember this very catchy way to define wisdom.
几年前呢，有一位牧者呢，帮助我呢，就是能够记到这个智慧这个定义呢，有一种非常容易的记法。
The simplest definition of wisdom，
那对智慧这个字呢，最简单的定义就是
is skill for living.
就是生活的技能。
Okay, skill for living.
生活的技能。
It's the ability to live life with the best possible goals and reaching those best possible goals in the best possible way.
就是呢，你能够就是生活的生活的技能，就是呢，你能够把就是在你生活上，你能够以最好的方式，最好的方式去达到你的目的。
最好的目的。
达到你最好的目的，最好的方式去达到最好的目的。
Okay. It's skill for living.
这是生活的技能。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里。
In fact, the Hebrews concept of wisdom.
那在旧约里呢，就是古老的那个希伯来人的对关于智慧的概念呢。
Was very closely associated with skill.
其实是与技能这个技术是紧紧相关的。
So that in Exodus 31.
那在出埃及记三十一章
You find a man called Bezalel.
你会读到一个人名字叫比沙列
And he was appointed by God to be in charge of putting together God's tabernacle.
他其实这个比沙列呢其实是被神指定来修建、mm-hmm. 来建造神的帐幕的
And he was a very skilled craftsman.
他是一位非常有技能的工匠。
He was skilled. He was a craftsman who knew all about woodworking.
他呢，其实对木工方面呢也是非常的有知识。
With stoneworking,
在石头方面。
He was an artist with gold and silver.
甚至金银方面。
And so, I want you to.Know that he had the ability, the skill of putting things together.
所以他有这个能力把东西呢建造在一起。
And the word used to describe Bezalel's skills.
那用来描述比沙利的这个技能的字眼呢，就是
the word wisdom.
就是我们今天讲的智慧。
In fact, in the Old Testament, you'll find different words interchanged with the word wisdom.
其实呢，在旧约里面呢，你可以看到也是和那个智慧这个字眼呢，就是可以代替使用的一些其他的字句来描述这个智慧。
In, like in Sunday school this morning, right?
就像今天我们早上主日学。
One of the words interchanged for wisdom.Is what, do you remember? Yeah, understanding the heart.
Now, 我们今天早上讲到的就是主日学讲到的就是其中一个可以与智慧来代替使用的另外一个字句就是了解理解心内心。
Mm-hmm. And in this text, you see the word interchanged in different translations, skill and wisdom.
那在这里这个内容里面呢我们可以看到就是智慧和技能呢在交替的使用
So that Bezalel had the skill or the wisdom to take what he knows and put it all together
那比沙列呢就是用他的智慧或者他的技能通过他所知道的呢把东西建造在一起
You see the person who has the ability
那你有没有看到这个人有这个能力的人
To put it all together
把东西呢都建造在一起放在一起
is the person who has wisdom
那这个人呢是有一个智慧是有智慧的人
it took great skill or wisdom to put the tabernacle together
那个把这个帐幕建造在一起呢需要有大智慧或者大技能
and it takes great skill or wisdom to put our life together
那我们要把我们的生命活好呢，也需要有大智慧或者大技能。
That's a simple way of understanding wisdom.
这就是我们一种简单的方式来理解这个智慧这个字。
The skill of putting life together.
我们把生活就是 把生活就是生活的技能。
And then it sells, you got to put it all together, right?
把生活呢全都就是把我们生活活好的技能。
Right. And then it says that Bezalel, though, was also given knowledge.
No, 当圣经当中也提到就是比撒列呢也是被给予智慧的。被给予知识的。
Right, right, so it says that he was given wisdom and knowledge.
圣经上说比撒列呢有智慧和知识。
So I think it's important for us to think about the difference between knowledge and wisdom.
所以呢我觉得呢我们很重要我们要看清楚就是智慧和知识的区别。
Yeah. Knowledge is about accumulating information.
那知识呢其实是对信息的积累。
Bezalel has knowledge of wood.
那比撒列呢对木头是非常有知识的。
Of precious metals.
或者呢对那些宝石是非常有知识的或者石头。
The knowledge of the basics of building.
那他当然对基本的建造也是有知识的。
So he had knowledge.
所以他是有知识的人。
Knowledge is having the information.
知识呢就是拥有信息。
Wisdom,
那智慧
is the ability to put it together.
那智慧呢，就是把这所有的一切都能放在一起。
Knowledge is gathering the information. Wisdom is taking that information, taking that knowledge, and putting it all together.
那知识呢，是我们去收集信息。那智慧呢，就是我们把这一切的知识呢，能够联系在一起，放在一起。
It's like I know there's a lot of you. I don't watch these shows, but there's a lot of you who love to watch those shows called CSI.、Right?
我知道你们当中呢，有很多人呢喜欢看那种侦查片。
Right? Or you like to watch these shows where the main character.
或者呢你喜欢看那种电视剧就是这个主角呢
There's this mystery and the main character can solve the mystery
那就是呢有一个谜团只有这个主角呢能够来解开这个谜团
And the plot works the same for every one of these shows
那这些电视剧的情节呢都其实都是差不多
Right so what starts is withThey arrive on the crime scene or a patient who has this very rare debilitating disease who is about to die.
那总是呢这样开头呢总是这样的他们呢来到这个犯罪的现场或者呢来到这个病人面前这个病人呢是患了疑难杂症快要死的。
And then there's all this information.
所有的信息呢都在那里。
And as the show goes on,
随着剧情的发展呢
it reveals more and more evidence or more and more information.
我们呢也能看到越来越多的证据或者信息。
But all of this information doesn't seem to link up.
但是呢这些所有的信息呢好像并没有联系。
But the key to the show, the turning point of the show,
但是呢这个剧情的最关键的一点是在哪里
is when the main character is able to connect all the dots.
就是当这个主角呢能够把所有的这些疑点联系在一起。
Where the hero is able to put together all the pieces of information.
当这个英雄呢能够把每一条信息呢都放在联系在一起的时候
And is able to put it all together.
他呢把所有的东西他有能力把所有的都能够联系在一起
And solves the mystery.
他呢就能够解决了或者揭开了这个谜团
The information that is gathered
这些被收集的信息
That's knowledge.
是知识
But the character, the main character is the one who takes all of that information and can put it all together.
那这位主角呢，就是那个人能够把这些所有的知识呢放在一起，能够联系，把它们联系起来。
You see, that's wisdom.
这就是智慧。
You cannot have wisdom without knowledge.
如果你没有知识的话，你就不可能拥有智慧。
But you can have a lot of knowledge without wisdom.
但是你可以拥有知识，但并不一定拥有智慧。
You get that?
你有没有理解呢?
That's why you can be in the church for a very long time.
所以呢，我们可以呢，在教会里已经来教会很长时间了。
You can learn so many things about God.
你已经学习到了关于神的很多的知识。
You have so much information from God's word.
从神的话语里呢，你已经得到了很多的信息。
And yet you never come to the wisdom of God.
但是呢，你从来就没有得到神的智慧。
There are many Christians who are filled with information from God's word.
有很多基督徒其实他是对神的话语是充满了知识的。
But when you look at their life,
但是你看他们的生活的时候,
it just doesn't reflect a life that is lived in the wisdom of God.
你就能知道他们的生活并不能反映出他们是生活在神的智慧里面的。So
Paul is saying what you need to get back on track.
那保罗就在说,你为了让你们回到轨道的话,轨道上你们需要什么呢?
Is a life of wisdom.
你们所需要的就是智慧。Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
Do you need wisdom today?
你今天需要智慧吗?
Today it's funny because this word wisdom is not even used often anymore.
我知道我们当今的时代呢，对于智慧这个字眼，我们其实用的不多。But
everyone wants to have skill for living, right?
但是我知道每个人都希望能够有生活的技能，是吗？
Everyone wants to know how to move forward and not just stay stuck, right?
我知道每个人都希望能够前行，而不是停滞不前。
Every believer who knows that they've gone a little bit off track with Christ wants to have the way forward to get back on track with Christ, right?
我们也知道每一位信徒如果意识到自己已经离开了基督的轨道，他们也希望能够回到基督的轨道上。So
everyone should desire wisdom, right?
那每一个人呢，应该是期盼自己有这个智慧。And
the author of Proverbs, who was known to be a man full of wisdom,
那写真言书的这位作者呢，是我们知道是充满智慧的。
He actually testifies to how good it is to have wisdom.
他也做了见证，就是拥有智慧是多么的美好。He
says in Proverbs 3,
他在箴言书3章里说,
Blessed is the man who finds wisdom.
得智慧的。 得聪明的，这人便有福。Okay,
that word is wisdom. It's not just intelligence.
这个字是智慧。Proverbs
16 says, How much better to get wisdom than gold?
在箴言书第16章说到, 得智慧胜似得金子。
In other words, how much better is it to get wisdom than an increase in your salary?
那我们用另外一句话就是说，我们如果有智慧的话，是不是比你能够加薪还更要好呢？
Better for it for you to monitor your wisdom going up in your life than you monitoring your stocks going up.
我们呢，其实更好的是应该是观察我们的智慧在上涨，而不是我们的股票在上涨。If
you're worried more about your finances, you should be more worried about your wisdom level.
如果你很担心你的经济问题的话，我觉得你应该其实更担心你的智慧的程度。Because
blessed is the man.
因为祝福。
的人，是得祝福的人是 is the one who is full of wisdom.
得祝福的人是那一位充满智慧的人。But
if you remember, and I know some of you guys are already thinking through God's word, what it also says in Proverbs.
但是我知道你们也知道就是在箴言书这是这样说。
That in Proverbs chapter 9,
在箴言书第九章说。
It says that the fear of the Lord, verse 10, I just know this from memory. Proverbs 9, verse 10 says the fear of the Lord is the, what? Beginning of wisdom.
那箴言书第九章第十节就是这么说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Mm-hmm. So when Paul talks about wisdom for life or skill for living,
那当保罗讲到的智慧或者我们生活的技能，
it's not about getting wisdom from just anywhere.
他并不是说你从任何的地方得到智慧。
Paul knows that that church, they were looking for wisdom from the people of the world.
保罗知道他们当时的教会里呢，在从世界上寻找智慧。
That was last week's sermon.
这就是我们上周的正道。
Okay. These brothers and sisters were looking for wisdom from the people of the world.
这些弟兄姐妹，教会里的弟兄姐妹们，那是在是从世界上的人当中寻找智慧。
But Paul saying to them,
保罗当和他们说
，Guys, you need to realize that there's two different types of wisdom.
保罗和他们说，你们应该知道有两种不一样的智慧。
Right? There's wisdom of the world.
一种就是世上的智慧
，and then there's wisdom of God.
那另外一种就是神的智慧。
Which one do you really seek after?
那你寻求的是哪一种智慧呢
？And that's my question to you, brothers and sisters.
这同样也是我要问大家的问题。
When you think about living life the best way you can.
如果你能够想出你能够想活出你最好的生命的话
Think about it right now.
那你现在就想一想
Do you pursue the wisdom of God or do you pursue the wisdom from this world?
你是要追求属神的智慧呢还是要属世的智慧
When you think about the problems you're facing,
当你思考你所面临的问题的时候
Do you use and apply the wisdom that you learn from the people around you, or do you look for the wisdom of God?
那你呢？是想要用你从周围的人身上学到的智慧呢，去解决问题呢，还是想要以神的智慧去解决问题
？And what I think is really fascinating was really fascinating this week was as I was kind of just rereading this whole section from last week and this week, I realized that.Paul gives all these little hints of all the problems of worldly wisdom. When you go to the world for wisdom, there's a bunch of issues with that.
但是呢，我在读这些经文当中呢，我也觉得呢，就是非常有趣的，就是保罗呢总是给一些就是给我们一些线索，就是当他们在寻找属世的智慧的时候所经历的问题。
Okay, I'm going to give you three that I found.
我要给大家讲三点我所找到的三点。
Number one, with worldly wisdom, you will not find God.
第一点就是，如果你拥有属世的智慧，你就不可能寻着神，寻见神。
Paul says in verse 21 of chapter 1.
保罗在第一章第二十一节里这样说。
He says the world did not know God through wisdom.
第二十一节说，世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神。
Mm-hmm. I love the Chinese actually says 自己的智慧。The what? How do you say wisdom?
自己的智慧。
智慧。
那我们中文是自己的智慧。
自己。That means through your wisdom, you will not find God.
自己的智慧就是通过你自己的智慧，
自己
不会认识神，你找不到神。
Am I even saying it right? 自己 wisdom is.Personal wisdom is world's wisdom.
自己的智慧就是我们这个世上的智慧。
Isn't that fascinating?
这是不是非常的有趣呢
？That you can't come to know God through the wisdom of the world.
通过世上的智慧，你不可能寻着神。
I love verse 26. I don't have my highlighted Bible, but In my highlighted Bible, it's just this is so highlighted in verse 26.
我非常非常喜爱第二十六节经文。
It says, "Not many of you were wise according to the worldly standards."
根据就是根据世界上。世界上的智慧的标准，你们当中其实有智慧的并不多。
Right, to the church there. Not many of you are powerful.
你们当中并没有很多人有大能。
Not many of you came from really well-off families.
你们当中也没有很多人一些尊贵的家庭而来。
But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise of this world.
但是呢，神呢总是选择就是这世上最愚蠢的东西呢，来羞辱那些最聪明的。
So we got to understand this.
我们呢也需要理解这一点。
Being wise and strong in the world's ways.
有属世的聪明智慧或能力。
Does not give you access to God.
并不能使你认识神。
Several of the people that I've been sharing the gospel with over the years.
在过去几年呢，我和好几个人都一直在分，就是一直在传福音。
Are some of the most strongest and successful people that I have ever met.
这些人呢，都是我所认识的，就是最成功的和最坚强的这些人。
I still pray for them today.
但是今天呢，我还是在为他们祷告。
And occasionally, I try to stay in contact with them.
我呢，也偶尔就是要想要和他们联系一下。
Because I want to keep bringing them the name of Jesus.
因为我一直就想就是把耶稣这个名带给他们。
They are filled with so much worldly wisdom.
他们呢，其实是充满了属世的智慧的。
That they can't find God.
但是呢，他们却找不着神。
Number two.
第二点。
With worldly wisdom, you will not experience the power of God.
拥有属世的智慧，你并不能经历神的大能。
That's what it says in chapter 2, verse 5.
那在第二章第五节。
That's why he says, I'm not going to preach to you in worldly wisdom.
所以保罗是说我并不是用属世的智慧来向你传福音。
I'm not going to give you the world's perspective on how to live God's blessed way of life.
我并不是说要我并没有想要给你们属世人的认识，如何才能活出神所祝福的生命。
Even though the world's perspective and the world's ways of delivering it might seem really strong and convincing.
那虽然呢，我们通过就是属世的智慧或属世的方式，或许呢看上去是非常的有说服力。
Because the world's framework actually values human wisdom and human power.
因为属世的这个框架呢，其实呢把就是人的力量和人的智慧呢， uh-huh. 都是评价非常高的。
Mm-hmm.And you might actually accomplish a lot through that.
通过这些呢，你或许呢也能够完成非常多的事情。
But you'll still be frustrated and unsatisfied.
但是呢，最终呢，你仍旧是非常的气馁，也不甘心。
On the contrary,
但是呢，相对来说呢
，Right? God takes the weak to let them see that He is strong.
神呢，却带领这些软弱的人，因为这些软弱的人能看到神是强壮的。
In fact, he chooses the foolish, the weak, to shame the strong.
其实呢，神是选择了那些软弱的和愚蠢的人来羞辱那些强壮的。
And it's those who can see that, who get that, are the ones who experience the power of God.
那就是这些人呢，是其实就是能够经历神的这些人。
You could figure a lot of ways out by following the world's wisdom, but you will not experience the power of God.
那通过属世的智慧呢，你其实呢可以想象出非常多的解决的方式，但是呢，你永远也不会经历神的大能。
And then third, with worldly wisdom.
第三点，通过属世的智慧。
everything comes to nothing.
那所有的一切呢，最终都是虚空的。
That's why Paul says the wisdom of this age, or the wisdom of the rulers of this age, those in high places, they are doomed to pass away.
所以呢，保罗才会这么说，这世上的智慧，我们讲的不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人。Because
it's just popular wisdom.
因为这些呢，只是呢，就是比较流行的智慧。
It's, you can get it from watching the influencers on YouTube. You know, like YouTube has influencers today.
你可以呢，从YouTube上就可以学习到这些智慧。
But that wisdom that we hear floating around all over the place, what it's saying is, it's just here today and it's gone tomorrow.
但是我们所听到的这些充满世界的这个智慧呢，今天是存在的，但是明天呢就虚空了。
Yeah, if you're banking on learning from influencers on YouTube,
如果呢你想靠YouTube来学习智慧的话,
and to learn life that way,
如果你想靠这些来学习你的生活技能的话,
that kind of wisdom is going to be gone. It's going to pass away. It's going to be nothing.
这些智慧呢，最终都会是虚空的。
I really enjoy like gardening. Like, you know, I actually had a very fruitful vegetable garden.
我呢，其实非常喜欢种植花草树木。我其实在自己后院呢，也种了一些蔬菜。I
created this whole section of my yard, and it was just, it's green, and all the stuff comes out, like, like zucchinis and cucumbers.
我在后院呢，有一块就是我特别种蔬菜的，像南，在种了一些黄瓜或者南瓜之类的。
And specifically, I had Tianjin 黄瓜. I had China crunchy. You know the crunchy ones where you eat with 饺子? I grew those.
我特别呢，就是种了一些那个中式的黄瓜。
You know, that's that crunchy type.
那个吃上去就脆脆的。
You can't have American cucumbers with 饺子. You gotta have, like, dumplings. You gotta have, like, that crunchy style in, like, vinegar.
因为你一定要用这些脆脆的中国的南瓜来包饺子。
I love my garden.
我非常喜欢我的院子。
I put a lot of sweat equity into my garden.
我也为我的院子流了很多汗。
But then our family decided to adopt a puppy.
但是呢，当我们领养了一条狗的时候，
and now when you go to look at that section of my yard,
所以现在你去看我的后院的时候，
it's nothing.
我的院子里已经没有任何东西了。
It is destroyed.
所有的一切都被毁坏了。
There's not one bit of green there.
一点绿色的蔬菜都没有了。
It's ugly.
非常的难看。
It is. There's nothing.
没有留下任何东西。
And in the same way,
但也同样的,
if you think by living under the wisdom of this age and the wisdom of the high places, the people of high places today,
如果你想需要通过这属世的智慧或者有这些有权的人的智慧来生活,
all of those people that you're listening to, they're going to be destroyed. They're going to be passing away. They're going to come to nothing.
所有这些你听从的这些人最终都会败亡的。
And everything that you put in to follow that wisdom is going to come to nothing.
你为了要跟随这种智慧投入的所投入的一切都会变成虚空。
And you're not going to be able to blame the dog.
现在你到时候呢，你还不能说是你的狗破坏了这一切。
You're going to say, I followed their wisdom.
你肯定得说是我选择了跟随他们智慧。
No wonder all those things in my life that I keep following the worldly wisdom seems to just fizzle.
我因为我跟随属世的智慧，我生活上所有的一切困难都没有解决。
Brothers and sisters,
我们弟兄姐妹们,
do you want to follow worldly wisdom from what the word says?
你是要跟随世上的智慧吗?
Because following worldly wisdom, one, you will not find God.
首先呢，如果你跟随世上的智慧，你就不能寻见神。
Number two, following worldly wisdom, What was it?
Not experience the power.
You will not experience the power of God.
第二点就是，如果你跟随世上的智慧，你就不能经历神的大能。
And number three, if you follow that way of wisdom, everything that follows that comes to nothing.
那第三点就是，如果你跟随世上的智慧的话，所有的一切都将会是虚空。
But Paul saying to that church, what you do have.
但是呢，保罗呢，对这个教会是这样说的：“你所拥有的
，what you already have，
你已经拥有的
，you want more of that。
你呢，其实是想要更多。
It's not the popular wisdom of the day。
这并不是我们当今所说的最流行的这些智慧。
But what you want more than anything is a wisdom that is for your good。
但是你所真正想要的这个智慧，就是这个智慧能够使你更好的这个智慧。
And it's called the secret and hidden wisdom of God.
这就是隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
It's secret and it's hidden because it's foolishness to the world.
为什么这是隐藏神奥秘的呢？因为这个智慧对世界来说是愚蠢的。
Because it'sUpside down from the way the world does things.
这呢，因为这个智慧呢，对这个世界上做事的方式来说呢，是恰恰相反的一种方式。
Paul's saying it's taking everything that you've learned about life and turning it upside down.
那你从这个智慧呢，是把你从世上所学到的这一切呢，都是恰恰就是完全的相反的。
Yes, like just think about it. Like how many things the way you live life today, a lot of it you just learn from growing up outside of God.
因为你想想看，你今天所拥有的很多的东西，其实你是从这个世界上学来的。
It doesn't matter if you grew up in Hong Kong.
不管你是在香港长大。
Two Hongkongers in the back. You know, it doesn't matter if you grew up in like Malaysia.
或者你是在马来西亚长大的。
Doesn't matter if you grew up in Mexico or Ohio or California.
或者你是在墨西哥或者俄亥俄或者在加州长大的。
Or Taiwan or China.
或者台湾中国长大的。
Obviously can't forget about those two, right? It doesn't matter where you grew up. You grew up with ways of doing life, wisdom of life.
你呢？这是在啊，是在就是生活的智慧当中成长的。
And that wisdom of life, is that the wisdom of God or is that the wisdom of the world?
那你所拥有的这个生活的智慧呢，是神的智慧吗？还是这个世界上的智慧
？Because you'll realize that God's wisdom is taking everything that you have and it's actually upside down. It won't make sense.
但是呢，你要意识到，就是神的智慧呢，使你在生活当中学到的属世的智慧呢，是完全相反的。
Because Jesus will say things like,
那耶稣也会说，会这样说。
Love those who hate you.
耶稣说，你要爱那些厌恶你的人。
That's why that division thing we talked about 2 weeks when you see that brother and sister, and it's natural for you to just stay away.
那我们在几周前也讲到的这个分离，就是你看到那些你不喜欢的弟兄姐妹们，你就会远远的躲开。
God's wisdom says, love them.
那神的智慧说爱他们。
God's wisdom says the first will be last, and the last will be first.
那神也说过。第一的就会变成最后，最后的也会变成第一。
God's wisdom says, whoever wants to be great will have to be a servant.
那神也说，不管谁想要自己成为大的，就会变成就会变成服侍人。
Because God chooses the weak things to shame the strong.
因为神呢，总是选择那些软弱的人去羞辱那些强壮的人。
Do you get that?
那你能不能理解呢？
Because see, verse 8 actually says.
那第八节其实说。
That those in high places today, they don't get that.
世上有权有位的人，没有一个人知道的。
See, do you get that God's... Do you see how God's ways is upside down and that you understand that?
那你有没有看到神的智慧呢？是，是完全的相反的。
Because the people of this world, they don't understand that.
因为这属世的人呢，肯定是永远也不会明白。
The influencers today of the world, who you're putting yourself under, they don't understand that.
那今天呢，在世界上影响你的这些人呢，他们是永远也不会明白的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why don't they understand that？
那为他们为什么不能明白呢
？Why don't they understand God's wisdom？
那他们为什么不能明白神的智慧呢
？The answer is in verse 10。
那这个答案呢，就是在第十节。
These things God has revealed to us through the Holy Spirit.Spirit.
神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
Wow. We need to stop right there.
我们呢需要停留在这里。
Do you get it? Are you tracking with me right now?
那你有没有和我在一起呢？
Because not everyone gets this. Not everyone's tracking with this.
因为我知道不是每个人都能够理解这个。
Some of you, some who are listening are still like, I don't know.What are you talking about?
我知道你们当中有些在听的人也在问，我不知道，我不知道你在讲什么，我并不明白。
These things God has revealed to us, the church, true believers, because it's revealed through the Spirit.
神借着圣灵向我们显明了，那这些我们呢，就是教会，我们的信徒，我们的弟兄姐妹们。
Paul saying, Church, I know you have faith in God.
保罗说：“教会，我知道你对神是有信心的。
I know you love God.
我知道你是爱神的。
I know of your new life because I see new life in you.
我也知道你的新生命，我可以看得到。
But that's why I'm wondering why do you keep pursuing the wisdom of the world?
但是我确实也不明白你们为什么一直继续要追求属世的智慧呢
？Why?
为什么呢？
You have something already that even those influencers in high places don't understand.
你已经拥有了那些有权有在有权有位的人都没有拥有的东西。
You understand what they don't understand.
你能够明白，他们却不能够明白。
You've already humbly recognized.
你已经很谦卑地认识到
that your life because of sin
因为罪你的生命
is just broken in pieces
你的生命是一些破碎的碎片
and you've been able to come to Jesus
你已经来到了神的面前
and you said Jesus here's my life
你已经跟神说了耶稣这是我的生命
it's broken
已经破碎了。
Only you can save me from sin.
只有你能够把我从罪里面拯救出来。
Only you can put my life back together.
只有你能够让我的生命完全。
Only you can save me from foolishness.
只有你能够把我从愚昧当中拯救出来。
And Paul saying, that's what I came for.
这就是我为什么来到你这里的原因。
Paul saying, that's why I came to not bring you the world's perspective of success, but I came to bring you Jesus.
我来到你这里并不是说要把世上的成功带给你们，而是要把耶稣带给你们。
That's why I came to bring you the cross, to show you the cross.
所以我要来到你的面前就是要把十字架带给你们。
And he says, you know who showed it to you?
你知道是谁把十字架显示给你看吗
？He says, you know why you're able to receive the cross?
你知道你为什么能够接受十字架吗
？You know why you're able to even come to Jesus?
你知道你为什么能够甚至能够来到主耶稣的基督面前吗
？You know the reason why you're able to believe what is so foolish to the world?
那你为什么你知道你为什么能够相信对这些世上的来说是如此愚蠢的东西吗
？It's because the Holy Spirit showed it.
正是因为圣灵在你里面
It's because the Holy Spirit revealed it to you.
因为圣灵显明了给你
So if the Spirit revealed that to you, why do you keep going to the influencers of the world?
那既然圣灵已经显明了给你，那你为什么还是要一直追求属世的呢？
Do you see that?
你有没有看到呢？
How many of you have seen someone in their life who was completely dead and disinterested to the things of God?
那你们当中有没有看到有一些人呢, 对就是神属神的一些事情呢, 是完全完完全全的没有兴趣。
And then something happens in their life.
但是呢, 在他们的生命当中有发生了一些事。
And then you see like the new life of Christ is flowing through them.
然后呢, 你就看到了他们的新生命是充满基督耶稣的新生命。
Like literally it's like yesterday when they hear the word of God, it's like flatline, dead, nothing, disinterest.
就像昨天的时候, 他们听到神的话语的时候, 他们还是死的,并没有任何的反应。
And then now they're like alive and they're like, it's like, the words of God are jumping into my life. They're all making sense. I love this. I love Christ.
但是呢,今天呢,突然呢,他们就活生生的出现在你面前。他们非常的爱神的话语,他们对神的话语就是非常的喜爱。
I remember our chairman.
我记得我们的主席。
When I met our chairman, Pete.
当我就是第一次和Peter相认识的时候,
he was completely turned off to God.
他呢,对神呢,一点兴趣都没有。
He's dead.
他是死的。
Flatline.
是他的心跳是停的。
He was in the darkness.
他是在黑暗当中的。
You can talk to him about Jesus. Boo, flatline, nothing going on, no pulse.
你可以和他分享耶稣基督,但是他没有任何的反应。
What's wrong with this guy? He has no pulse.
那我就在想这个人是怎么了,没有一点的心跳脉搏。
And then something happens in his life.
然后呢,突然在他生命中发生了转折。
Because before that, he was just a boyfriend of one of the little girls of our church, Nancy.
因为在这之前呢,他只是就是我们Nancy姐妹的男朋友。
And me and Frank, we were worried.
那我和Frank呢,非常的担心。
Like, this dude is turned off to Jesus.
这个男孩对耶稣一点反应都没有。
And Frank was trying to be all tough.
那Frank呢,Nancy的哥哥呢,也是非常的焦急。
Puffing up his chest like he does sometimes. I'm gonna talk to that boy.
那他就装作就是他呢非常的认真,是说要跟这个男孩子谈一谈。
I'm gonna tell him what's what.
我要告诉他。
I was like, dude, chill out, bro.
那我跟Frank说,你冷静一点。
I said, you can't breathe new life into him.
你并不能把新生命注入给他。
Actually, I probably didn't sound that wise either. I was just like, yo, bro, seriously, like, I think only God can do something in this dead man's life.
或许呢,我跟他讲的就是,hey, Frank,你并不能就是只有神能够把新生命给他。
But then something happened.
但是呢,突然之间,
and you see life flowing through Peter.
突然之间呢,
it was probably Nancy's prayers.
或者呢,我在想是不是Nancy的祷告,
right? And because someone's praying for his soul.
因为我知道有人在为他的心灵祷告。
And yet this guy goes from darkness into light.
那我就看到这个男孩子呢,突然从黑暗当中来到了光明之中。
Bam! His spiritual eyes are open.
他充满圣灵的眼呢,马上睁开了。
He's talking about the things of God. It's real.
他呢,开始谈论关于神的事情了。
We see new life in Peter.
我们呢,从Peter身上看到了新的生命。
And he's so amazed by this good news. He keeps telling me, everyone's got to know this. Yeah?
对,福音呢,是如此的好奇,他跟我说呢,我每个人都应该知道这个福音。
What happened?
那到底发生了什么事呢?
Who revealed that to him?
那谁把这个显示了给他呢?
Who revealed God to him?
那谁把神显示给他了呢?
The Holy Spirit
这就是圣灵
revealed himself.
圣灵把自己显明给了Peter.
God wanted to reveal himself to Peter, and his spirit opened his spiritual eyes.
那神呢,想把自己显明给Peter,那他的圣,是通,那Peter的灵呢,就被打开了。
So Paul keeps saying to the church, if God's already revealed himself and his ways to you,
那皮嗯皮的保保保罗呢就跟保罗呢就跟教会说，神已经把他自己显示给你们了。
Why do you keep going to the ways of the world?
那你为什么你们为什么还要跟随世俗世的呢
？The wisdom you need is not the world's wisdom. The wisdom you need is God revealed wisdom.
你所需要的智慧是神所显示的智慧，并不是俗世的智慧。
You need spirit revealed wisdom.
你需要圣灵所显示的智慧。
Let's read just chapter verse 10 through 14, and we're gonna wrap up pretty soon.
我们呢来接下去读第十节到第十四节。
And it's so good.
它非常美好。
These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神奥秘的事也参透了。
For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him?
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事
？So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
Verse 12. Now we have received not only the Spirit of the world, we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual.
并且我们讲说这些事不是用神智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Verse 14, the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
第十四节。然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
What is this saying? What is this saying?
那这里说什么呢？
Listen, if you don't have the Holy Spirit,
如果你没有圣灵的话，
nothing of God makes sense to you.
那属神的一切呢，对你来说都是不可理喻的。
Because you're dead to it.
因为你是死的。
You won't have interest in the things of God.
你对神的事情呢，并没有兴趣。
You don't want to talk about the things of God.
你不想谈论神的事情。
But,
但是
if you have the Holy Spirit,
如果你拥有圣灵的话，
He's saying you are able to understand the things of God.
你是可以理解神的事情的。
The ways of God.
理解神的方式。
The kingdom of God.
神的国度。
Can you believe that?
你相不相信呢？
Because he sent the Spirit into you.
因为他已经把圣灵降给你们。
What the Holy Spirit does is open your eyes.
那圣灵所做的就是打开你的眼睛。
Open your heart.
打开你的心。
Open your mind.
打开你的打开你的心。
So that you can understand the Word of God in a way you never understood it before.
那你就可以真正理解神的话语。
It's not just the information of the Word of God.
这并不是说仅仅是关于神的一些信息。
Listen, even non-Christians can study the information of the Word of God.
非基督徒其实也可以学习关于神的这些信息。
But the Holy Spirit puts all the pieces together.
但是呢，圣灵呢，把所有的这些呢，放在了一起。
So that the knowledge from the Word of God becomes.Wisdom of God.
所以呢，从神而来的知识呢，就能够变成智慧。
How else can you know the thoughts of God?
否则你如何能知道神的心思呢？
Does anyone know your deepest thoughts? Like your deepest thoughts and your desires?
那有没有其他人知道你最内心深处最深的心思或者
Does anyone, Pete, know your deepest thoughts and deepest desires?
或者是你最深的渴望呢？
Not even Nancy? No.
甚至连你的太太也不知道。
The only person who knows your deepest thoughts, your deepest desires is you, your spirit.
那一位知道你最深处的心思和最深切的渴望的人，就是你自己。
And know你自己的 your own spirit.
你自己的灵。
Right. And no one knows the thoughts of God except His Spirit.
那也没有人除了神的灵，也没有任何其他的人知道神的最深的心思。
Yes, I'm sorry. If my spirit went into you,
那如果我的灵到了你的里面，
then you would understand my thoughts and desires.
那你呢，就会明白我的心思和我的渴望。
We have the Spirit of God in us.
那我们呢，拥有神的圣灵在我们里面。
So that you can know the thoughts, not maybe not all the thoughts, but you know the thoughts of God and the desires of God that He reveals to you.
那你呢，就会知道神的心思和神的渴望。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
When we started with the question, how do we move forward with life?
那我们一开始问的问题就是我在我的生命当中应该如何前行。
How do we get on track to live that blessed life where we experience the power of God?
那我们如何才能回到轨道上来经历神给我们的祝福呢？
Listen to this.You get the blessed life when you live by the wisdom of God revealed to you by the Spirit of God.
当我们靠着圣灵显示的神的智慧而活的时候，我们就能够得着神的祝福。
Now that's a lot of words, so you could write it down. Or take a picture.
这段话很长，我们可以写下来。
But I'll tell you what.
但是我告诉你们，
the testimony is happening here in our church.
但是我要告诉你们，在我们教会里呢，有真实的见证。
We are seeing this movement of the Spirit in this church.
我们看到圣灵在我们教会里运行。
It's not across the whole church.
我知道这圣灵并没有在我们整个教会运行。
Because there are still brothers and sisters that are a little bit resistant.
因为我知道我们当中仍旧有兄弟姐妹们是有些反抗的。
But if you can only hear some of the testimonies that I hear and see some of the things that I'm able to see.
但是呢，如果你能够听到我所见到的见证。
There are small groups right now that are on Holy Spirit movement.
我知道我们有一些小组呢，其实是跟随着圣灵在运行。
There are some brothers and sisters that are tracking with the movement of the Spirit right now.
我们也知道我们当中有一些兄弟姐妹们也是紧紧的跟随着圣灵的运行。
There are brothers and sisters experiencing the tremendous blessings of God in their life because they're living under the wisdom that God is revealing to them.
我们知道我们当中有弟兄姐妹呢，正在经历着神的祝福，因为他们是生活在神所显示给他们的智慧之下的。
Some of y'all, you know what I'm talking about.
你们当中有些人应该知道我是在讲谁。
Because some of y'all are talking to me about it.
因为你们当中已经有人告诉过我。
And some of y'all are experiencing it.
因为你们当中也有人正在经历过。
For some of you, this quarantine has been good.
因为你们对你们当中来说，我们现在的就是隔离呢，对你们来说是一件好事。
Because you've been able to filter out and not hear so much of the wisdom of this world, and the Spirit is revealing to you the wisdom of God.
因为通过这段时间的隔离呢，你可以你呢其实可以呢远就是远离那些属世的智慧，但是呢属神的智慧呢正在显示给你看。
And you know who you are.
你知道你是谁。
And I amen that.
我呢也非常的想说和你一块说阿门。
Because the Spirit is speaking and you're listening.
因为我知道圣灵在和你讲话，你正在聆听。
And I pray that all of us as a church.
我呢也就是想为我们整个的教会祷告。
Would just be amazed. Would you just be amazed that God is a God who is so loving that He's willing to reveal Himself.
让我们呢，就是大家都能够感受到，我们这位神是如此的爱我们，他愿意呢把自己显示给我们。
So why do you keep wanting to do things the world's ways?
那你为什么还要继续按照属世的方式来做事呢
？If God is revealing Himself to you and He's willing to reveal through His Spirit His wisdom,
那如果神愿意把自己显明给你。并且通过他的圣灵把他的智慧显示给你的话
Why wouldn't you want that?
你为什么不想要呢
That's the blessed life.
这是一个蒙福的生命
Would you pray and ask God for that in your life?
请你我希望你能够为此祷告
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father, I Creator God, Majestic God,
我们亲爱的天父，我们伟大的神，我们的创造者。
Oh, great King, eternal.
我们永生的王。
Why would you even communicate with me?
你为什么甚至要和我交流呢
？Why would you, Spirit, even dwell in someone like me?
为什么你的圣灵要住在像我这样一个人的里面呢
？Why would you want to reveal yourself and your love and your ways to someone like me？
你为什么要把你自己、你的圣灵显示给我，像我这样的一个人呢
？Why？
为什么呢
？I know why。
我知道为什么。
Because you love me so much.
因为你是如此的爱我。
And your wisdom is only for my good.
因为你的智慧呢，对我来说是好的。
And it's only for your glory.
是为了你的荣耀。
And the text actually says for my glory.
虽然经文上说是为我的，是为我的荣耀。
Lord, you love your people so much.
神啊，你是如此爱你的子民。
That you not only gave your son, but you gave your son so that we can have new life and so that we can have the Spirit of God.
你不仅仅把你唯一的儿子给了我们，你把你唯一的儿子给了我们，所以我们可以拥有你的圣灵。
Because you know we can't live this new life without you.
因为你知道我们不能，不靠你，我们没有新生命。
And so we cry out to you, Lord.
所以我们要向你呼求。
We ask you, Spirit.
我们来请求你的圣灵。
Reveal to us more and more wisdom of God.
请求你的圣灵能够越来越多的向我们显示你的智慧。
And help us to put ourselves under your ways.
请帮助我们呢，能够带领以你的方式来跟随你。
So that we would experience the power.Of God in our lives.
那这样呢，我们就能够在我们的生命当中经历你的大能。
So that anyone who is hurting.
所以任何受伤的人。
So that anyone who is lost in how to move forward.
那任何迷失的人都想任何想前行的人。
Can receive from you themselves.
这些所有的人都能够从你这里接受。
Not only are you the comforter.
不仅仅是你的安慰
，But you are the counselor.
但是你也是那位安慰者。
You give us your counsel.
你把你的安慰加予给我们。
Speak to us, Lord, because we are listening.
神啊，请你与我们，请你与我们交流，因为我们是在，我们是听你的。
And it is in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.